Well, the Illinois budget crisis has now gotten so bad that it's affecting lottery winners. State officials announced this week that anyone who wins more than $600 in the Illinois lottery will not get their money until the state's months-long budget impasse is resolved. And yet the lottery is still selling tickets. Ron McNeil is dean of the College of Business and Management at the University of Illinois Springfield. He's with us from WUIS right now. Ron, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jeremy.
Well, and explain this, first of all. Why can't the Illinois Lottery pay these winners, people who are winning more than $600 right now?
Well, the more fundamental question is, why can't the state of Illinois pay its bills?
Yeah.
And it's not only lottery, it's health care. It is a lot of other things. Can't make a $560 million pension payment in November. So the lottery is sort of the end of the line of things the state of Illinois is not doing because of a budget impasse.
But I guess the other question is, why couldn't they pay people more than $600 if they can pay winners who get $20?
Well, here's the thing. They were paying from July 1st until October 15th today up to $25,000. Now the state accounts have run out of money. The courts have intervened, so 90% of what the state pays out is dictated by the courts, and the state is about $3 to $5 billion for the year projected over the income of revenues. And the state lottery is just part of that.
And to be clear, this would all be solved in an instant if the governor and the legislature could agree on a budget.
Could agree on two things. One, the governor wants cuts, and then there's a tax increase. And it's how to get there. You can't cut enough to make it work and to raise taxes enough. So it's a question of the Speaker of the House and the governor getting together and deciding, okay, here's what we can do.
And now they've got more pressure coming from people who are suing. In July, the Illinois Lottery started delaying payments for anyone who won more than $25,000, as you said. Two people who did win more than that filed a federal lawsuit against the Illinois Lottery. Presumably, there are going to be more people who do this now if they win more than $600. Do these people have a strong case?
Oh, they have a case, and eventually the state will pay the money. But the same issue, health care is being collected from payments from state workers, but the state can't pay the hospitals and medical bills or the dental bills. So it's the same issue with a budget impasse. And I would say the lottery is probably the least of the gambles the state is involved in. When you think about it, the money's collected. It should be paid out. It's a matter of getting through these arguments for that. And that once that's solved, we back up to what we do with the state budget in terms of revenues and expenditures.
Well, let me then ask you just academically here. How does the lottery work if you don't think you're going to get paid if you win? Would anybody buy a ticket if they say we're not going to pay you if you win more than a certain amount of money?
Well, you're asking a fundamental question. If you're gambling, when do you get paid? Well, it's not very often. But can this hurt the Illinois State Lottery? Well, people living on the state border, whether it's on Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, or Missouri, why not just go across a river or a state line and buy the lottery?
Why would you buy a ticket from a lottery that doesn't have enough money to pay you?
Well, and if you won, you don't get paid for a long time. That's the issue. So all of these things do a huge amount of damage to Illinois. And Illinois is a very rich state. Great air traffic, boat traffic to the Atlantic, Pacific. You've got a great rail system. All of these things. And yet we're not using the resources to get things done. And that's the question where people become very discouraged and start leaving the state or stop paying the lottery in this case.
Right. So, Ron McNeil, how is this going to be resolved?
Well, it's going to be resolved when the state decides with the legislature and the executive branch, here's the way we straighten out the budget. On the revenue side, so we have a balanced budget, and on the spending side. And nothing gets solved until we do that.
And can the two sides come together on that?
Well, you can only dig a hole so deep. And right now, the average person in the state of Illinois, 96% of the population, is oblivious to what's happening, except for the lottery.
Hmm.
Most of the taxpayers, think about it, the highways, you see work being done, you can drive, patrol cars are out, kids are still in the universities, all of these things are going on, and yet looming out here is a thunderstorm that hasn't been seen by them yet.
So do you think that now this is a turning point, that the lottery is involved, that that might actually change the dynamic in Illinois?
It begins to change it because of the news reports.
People care once it affects those lottery tickets they can buy.
It is the little things that irritate us. It is the burr under the saddle that irritates the horse, not the rider sitting on the saddle. We always remember, this is a little burr, but it does get attention.
An analogy I never would have come up with. Ron McNeil, Dean of the College of Business and Management at the University of Illinois Springfield. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jeremy.
And the other thing you have to think about is that the profits from the lottery in the state of Illinois, as in many states, go to the schools. So if people lose confidence in the lottery and decide to stop buying tickets, that could eventually make things even worse for the state of Illinois.